Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hanging out at Atlanta United's training grounds, it's Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike today. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Thanks to BMAC for stopping by, talking some NFL with us. We're going to talk with Mark Raimondi, the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN. He'll stop by here in the next 15 minutes, and we'll get to our fourth and one segment. If you're just joining us today, we started the show talking about the Hawks and their interview process that's going on as we speak for their new president of basketball operations. Now, ironically, Steve Koonin is set to join us a little bit later on today around 4:40. Again, guys, he can't mention names, so don't even think for a second that he's going to put his team or himself in jeopardy with the league. But hopefully he can tell us what they're looking for. Maybe that gives us a little bit more information, Abe, into the kind of, you know, president of basketball. You know, they are interviewing a variety of candidates. And our buddy Zach Klein over at WSB reported earlier today that one of those guys is going to be Danny Ferry. Yes, that Danny Ferry, who used to be manager here early, 2013, 2014. And then Ferry, you know, basically read a report about Luol Deng. It got recorded, and it was all downhill from there. As I said, if you're just joining us, I felt like at that moment it was a gotcha situation. The ownership group is completely different than well. It was sort of a mess. But with all of that said, it still happened, and it still played out. And some people are hitting us up at put them up, see Dukes and Bell 929, and saying things like, man, there's no way they should hire Ferry back. And other people are saying this makes total sense. Ferry was great when he was here. He built the 60-win team. He hired Mike Budenholzer. Why would you not want him back as a potential candidate? And look, he's interviewing for the job, guys. He is a candidate. I'm simply telling you, I don't think he's going to get the job.
I got two thought processes here. One of them is for everyone who says he can't get the job, if he gets the job and does well, it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
That's just how sports work. A lot of things are forgiven
right,
when you win. The other thing is, and here's where we go conspiracy theory mode, misdirection. Get people so ticked off about him even interviewing that who they actually hire, it won't even matter.
But don't you want – and it's a great idea. I mean, it's not – you might not be wrong about that. But
I better be. I hope I am.
But don't you want to build momentum for where
that's
this
right
organization is going? Not trying to fool us, but give us the reason why we should believe in the future of where this
I'll
thing
tell
is
you
headed.
Why I'm off of that plane.
Okay.
Is because I no longer care if I get excited about it. I just care what the end result is. We're all excited about the Falcons draft picks. Cool. It's not going to matter if they don't play well, if they don't get sacks, if they don't turn the defense around, right? I'm excited right now. So I'm not going to see some hire that they pull in for the Atlanta Hawks and be like, all right, we're ready. We're going to take on the league. Like, let's go. Like,
even
no,
if it's a guy who's won chips,
even if
it's a guy who has built amazing teams and championship caliber teams, who maybe you thought was out of our league in a sense where, oh, the Hawks will never get that guy. Even if it's that guy.
No. I just have a tough time. It's a fair point, but I just have a tough time bringing myself because I just don't know if the GM or the team president or whatever is the player, right? I get excited when you bring in a player I don't think is out of our league. An executive out of our league?
Well, I'll say
this. Come on, whatever.
Well, here's the deal. To your point, when Sam Presti got hired at Oklahoma City, coming from the San Antonio Spurs organization, everybody said, eh. He's built the best organization in basketball. twice.
Yeah.
You can tell me all you want about the players, but in basketball, it is the executives who team build. You guys, the decision on Trae Young and whether he's going to be here or not, or whether you're going to pay him a superman, that is a huge decision. And whoever they bring in here as the new president of basketball ops is going to be making that decision.
Yes.
But it also dictates which way your team is going to go. Now, maybe they've got a completely different plan, or maybe that plan includes Trae. But in this particular sport, because you don't have 90 guys on a team or 58 guys or 60 guys, you have a limited amount of roster spots. Team building is so important. And I'll give you an example. We just saw with the Lakers. When J.J. Redick decides to play his starting five the entire second half of game four, right?
Mm-hmm.
It basically set them up for game five failure because his guys were tired. They were beat. But he made a decision based on the roster. He didn't have anybody. He looked
40,
down the bench. He was like, we got people down there, but I don't trust
them. With a 40-year-old superstar and an out-of-shape European.
But it's the facts.
It is.
The way the roster is built matters. And so I hear what you're saying. And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to have pom-poms on for the next hire of the president of basketball ops. But I'm very interested in it because if you hire somebody with no experience, and we've been there, you don't grow and get your team better because you're wondering about every damn decision they're making. Give me somebody with experience who knows how to do it.
I'm so interested because, and we've talked about it, the new guy's going to have his decision on Trae Young.
Absolutely.
But if the decision is no Trae Young, it's a rebuild. You are not moving Trae for other pieces to compete now.
Is
it's a rebuild.
When you've gotten, I don't know about that. If you've got all this money to spend and if what people say, and I don't believe it, but if what people say is true, is like, oh, well, people don't want to play with Trae. Because think about it, all the moves that have been made have been trades to build around Trae.
Right.
It hasn't been a superstar coming to play with him in 7 years. So if that is in fact true, why not believe that you've got money to spend? You can do some real things with this team in a different way that you haven't been able to, and you just didn't commit $300 million to a guy.
Because you won't have a superstar.
Well,
you're moving Trae for a superstar.
No, but here's the other part of this. If you decide, and they're gonna decide this,
yeah,
we'll know fairly quickly here. I mean, this is not going to be 3 years from now. Trae plays through next year, and he can opt out and be done.
Yeah.
My point is, we don't know if there won't be a superstar here. Like, just by not having Trae here doesn't mean that we won't have a superstar here.
I'm suggesting I don't. There's been like a
you're talking
world,
about a drafted superstar.
No. I'm talking about a traded for Trae
okay.
superstar.
Okay.
There's been this world we've talked about, like, oh, let's trade Trae to Phoenix for Devin Booker, or to Memphis for Ja Morant, or to New Orleans for Zion. Well, they might do that one, but you understand, we're no longer in a world where Trae can be traded for another superstar. So if your idea is to trade Trae, it's not to pull in a superstar now, to compete now,
it's a haul.
To win now.
It's a haul.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting picks.
And that, by the way, is where the executive comes in because you're talking about back to building.
Team building.
Yeah.
It's important. Danny Ferry, a candidate, Calvin Booth, Monty McNair, former Kings general manager, Sharif Abdul-Rahim. He's currently the president of the G League. He's doing an amazing job there, guys. I'm just telling you. And he knows Atlanta. That's an interesting, you know, potential hire.
Yeah.
And Elton Brand, currently the Sixers general manager. The guy that runs the Sixers, that's really been the issue. And I know people say, well, what are the Sixers? They're a mess right now. I don't know if that's all on Danny Ferry. That was sort of the vision of the guy that's running it.
Are they a mess, though? Like,
they've
obviously been having to deal with the injury aspect of this.
Yes, but that's the foresight.
You had
to know that the best – you got the best out of Joel Embiid. Maxey's a dude, but then you went and signed Paul George, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Right? And on top of that, you allowed James Harden to dictate where and when he wanted and what he wanted to do when, in fact, you should have never done that. But that was a mistake, and it set the franchise
back. How far back was their first, like, significant mistake? Was it Tobias Harris?
Signing him, yeah.
With that money, that contract,
yeah.
Like that was probably the first, like, mistake that kind of handcuffed that team, and it's just gotten worse and worse from there.
No doubt. But I say all that to say that the Hawks are interviewing all of these guys. We'll talk more about it. Real quick, Abe, I got to ask you, we got our guy Mark Raimondi coming on. We'll get to some NFL news and notes, 4th-and-1 on the way. How was the game today, guys? We're out here at Atlanta United Training Ground. It's Friday. Man, I got here. First of all, it was hot. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
That's not that bad.
Oh, whatever. No. Yeah, you see where I was. I'm in the AC. I'm watching y'all through the glass. I'm like, oh, they look hot out there.
Well, I'd say a couple years ago, I thought they were going to cancel the game. It was so hot. Because they held one couple years ago, it was in August, and I thought they were going to cancel the game. It was so hot.
Yeah.
So this was nothing.
Okay. All right, stud. Tell me about the game, man.
It was good. I have a calf. I hurt my calf yesterday.
Here we go.
So Andy and Randy,
y'all hearing this? He's got a calf injury, and he's chalking this performance up to
that. Well, no. So I just couldn't run field. I couldn't play field.
So
I was in goal the whole game.
You gave up four?
Yeah. Sure.
Huh?
Sure. I mean, you know, guys.
These guys?
They had to hit once-in-a-lifetime crackers just to put one by me, and they know that. They know that, too.
Okay. How many saves did you have?
On goal? Maybe four.
So you weren't Brad Guzan-ish today then?
No.
Okay.
I had one or two where I'd be like, all right, like maybe someone who's terrible would have let that go in, but no.
Okay. All right. So you feel good about your performance, yet you didn't bring home the trophy today.
I feel okay.
Huh?
Pretty frustrated with my defense, if we're going to be honest, in the second half.
I want an honest assessment.
It was about one or two guys on the opposing team who wanted it more than our team.
Wow.
That's the frank.
Are you calling out the heart of your squad? Team connector?
Yeah, we were the connector kits. There was like one or two guys on Resurgence who were trying, like actually trying. And I was the only one trying on our team.
Oh, snap. Did you just say you were the only one really trying?
They know.
On your team?
Look,
you were the only one.
They had three golazos to even up the score. It took everything they had in the final, 8.5 minutes of regulation.
And who gave that up?
Well, they're golazos.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not a hockey net, Carl.
I understand.
You can't just stand there and let the puck bounce off of you.
It felt like you were standing still out there when I was watching it for the shootout. I don't know what happened. I cannot believe you just threw your team under the bus.
You know what? They know.
Most of the team is not here. Like, most of these people have
I waited
left.
Till they left.
I waited till
it was all Resurgence kits in here to make my comments.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And you're like, you know, to be honest with you, I was the only one giving 110%.
Well, look, I'm out there yelling. You're lucky I even have a voice to do this show
Who
with you.
Who were you yelling at?
My defense, to get back, to cover. You guys wide open.
You act like these
to
folks
clear
are
the
professionals
ball, Carl.
Out here.
Clear the ball.
These people are out here having a good time, and you're trying to boss these folks around. They don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the job of a goalie, Carl.
Okay. All right. All right, Goose. We're coming back. We're going to talk with Mark Raimondi, ESPN. He covers our Falcons, guys. We'll find out the latest with him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Four goals?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.